Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome back to Dr. Bill Meyer Live. Bill Arnold sitting in for him today. It's 37 minutes after the hour. You have approximately 22 minutes to get to work if you have to be there at the top of the hour. But if you have teenagers at home, you're going to want to pay extra special attention and get out your notebook because and take notes because Mark Gregston is with us. He's from Heartlight Ministries, Parenting Today's Teens. That is a big, tall order. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Teenagers, how do you do it? Where do we start? I say military school. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Send them all to military school.
You know what? I think it's kicking back. I think it's kicking back and relaxing a little bit. You know, and just realizing that this time's going to pass. That all the challenges that you face early on in the life of a child, it's going to shift. When a kid gets 12 or 13,
yeah.
If you don't, then you're going to have some problems.
Easy for you to say, Mr. Expert Boy. But what happens?
No, it is. I mean, I'm a little bit of a distance. I've had 3,000 kids live with us through
okay.
the years, and so you get used to it,
yeah.
and you just realize that some of the stuff that they're going through, it's going to stop. They're going to grow out of it. They're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent's got to be: how do I engage differently during that time to make the most of it? You know, to help them prepare for that next stage of life.
And I suppose you have to parent the child you have, not parent the child you wished you had.
You know, I think expectations, play an important role of how we push our child, how our child feels judgment, how they feel like they don't measure up. It has everything to do with their value. But the biggest problem is that means that parenting's more about us than it is about them. And
mm-hmm.
I would submit to parents that
mm-hmm.
this is about them. This isn't about us. It's not a program. It's a relationship that offers an opportunity to change the destiny of the life of a child and to engage with them in such a way that you give them a taste of the character of God in the process so that they long for those things that we all long for and want desperately for our kids.
All right, Mark, you've written this really wonderful article, and I want to talk about some of the life rules for teenagers. We're going to kind of go through these quickly if we can, because I know all the listeners will want to hear these. Rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it.
You know, I think there's most of the time that everybody thinks everybody's on an equal playing ground,
mm-hmm.
and we're really not.
No.
I wish we were, I don't know whether that'd be more socialistic or what, but it eliminates opportunity. It
mm-hmm.
means that we're just all have an expectation level, and this is who we are, and this is what we're supposed to do. And so I want kids to know this, to battle this entitlement. I want them to know that I owe you nothing,
right?
But I want to give you everything. And so it's not fair. You got to work hard. There, God's hand is involved in it. There's a little bit of luck that's involved in it. There's
mm-hmm.
there's a whole lot of placement, relationships, take care of things, do the things that keep your nose clean a little bit, and work, and then you'll see that you'll get what you want. But to have that expectation that, well, it's not fair, I should have what everybody else has, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about how the real world doesn't really care about your self-esteem as much as your school does.
You know, there's a part of it where we're so afraid to hurt a child or to say something negative or to share something with them that may motivate them on, and so we don't do that. We don't correct them, and so as a result, we have a very immature group of kids. The American Medical Association has increased the age of adolescence, stage 27.
Mm, wow.
And I'm going, it's because we're fearful of hurting our kids. You know, C.S. Lewis said that pain is God's megaphone
mm-hmm.
to a deaf world. And if we give the opportunity for a kid to go through pain, then they reevaluate their circumstances, and they reevaluate their needs to move on to something else. But if we don't inject some challenge or where they understand that there's no gain when there's no pain, then in some way we're allowing them just to sit and live in this culture that doesn't demand something of them. And the truth is, I think everyone demands something of us,
mm-hmm.
even our God.
Mm-hmm. And this whole self-esteem movement, I mean, it seems like it's incredibly valuable for teenagers to suffer disappointment under the roof of their parents so they can help them work through that disappointment, which builds their character.
Yeah, because when they get out of the home, they're going to go through disappointment and rejection and hurt and difficulty and struggle, and they're going to have a tough time. That's what we've got to train our kids for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want kids to go through that while they're at home, and while I have the opportunity to speak truth into their life in the relationship that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be truthful with them. You know what? The kids are going to lose a lot more than they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this idea of giving trophies to every kid there is, I've got a granddaughter that's in fifth grade. She plays on a soccer team. Whenever they run off the field and they've lost a game, I'm not sitting there going, "Oh, you're a winner, you're a winner." I'm looking, I'm going, "God, you lost. You guys are losers." You know, it's I want them to get used to it,
right,
so that they can celebrate when they do win.
Right.
And instead of always thinking that they are entitled to winning, well, everybody's entitled to win in
mm-hmm.
one sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you're no more special. There's got to be some drive behind it. So I mm-hmm. think it's important.
All right. Well, kids today, I remember, you know, when I was younger, I mean, a cell phone was a luxury. Now it's a necessity. And kids have this sense of entitlement. The minute I get out of high school, I should be making, what, 40 grand a year just to get things started? I mean,
just to kick it off.
Yeah,
Mom
just,
and Dad ought to be the ones paying for college, and everybody deserves a car, and why can't I get into a house? And Mom and Dad, what do you mean you don't want to give me money to help me get a start? I mean,
it's
so foreign to how so many of us grew up. And I'm not saying that we're wrong in all of our culture, but there's not a listener out there that's not going, you know what, we do live in a materialistic world. My dog lives better than 99% of the people in this world,
mm-hmm.
and we have it great.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think our kids have an expectation level, and now they're beginning to, because they're exposed to so many different things, they think they've got to have what everybody else has. And I go, then go get it. Go get it.
Right.
And work for it.
Right.
And work hard on those things.
You don't have an instant right to be president of a Fortune 500 company, you know, or a U.S. senator, or even a fill-in radio host on a morning show. You don't have that right.
But everybody aspires to be that, though.
Yeah. And, okay, I love this. Now, they have a horrible time responding to authority, and they think their teachers are tough. But what about when you get your own boss?
I know. You know what? We've got this thing about giving allowance a little backwards. You know, what we do is the older a child gets, the more money we give. And you know what we ought to be doing is giving them less, is weaning them away from us and encouraging them to get this thing called a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's above flipping burgers. You know, I mowed grass for years. I threw papers. I sold, you know, brushes. I sold scissors. I mean, I did anything I could to make money. And the reason I needed to make the money is because if I wanted to have anything, my mom and dad were not going to pay for
right.
it. And so it's a land of plenty. But what happens is the way that a child responds to a teacher and the way a child responds to us is going to determine how they'll respond to that future boss, how they'll respond to that future spouse, and how they'll respond to their kids
mm-hmm.
in the conflict. And the measure of a man is not when everything's going well. It's when it's tough. And it's how you respond. And so I'm going, you know, they're going to have to learn to deal with somebody that they have opposing views with, they don't like, and learn to get along. And we have a group of kids that just go, "I don't know how to get along." So because we don't know how to get along, we've got to level the playing field. And I'm going, it doesn't work that way. I think we've got it backwards.
I like you, Mark Gregson. You're my kind of guy. All right. So you don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you some more. We're going to take a little break when we come back. Lots more. It's 45 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us. Faith Radio Network, Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer.
I'm Dr. Linda Mintel. Join me Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith 90.7.
48 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer. I'm talking to Mark Gregson from Heartlight Ministries, Parenting Today's Teens. And Mark, you said something just before we went to break where you said you think as kids get older, parents should be giving them less allowance, which made me a little nervous because I hope my mom wasn't listening this morning. Because you know what, I might have wrecked it for me. Thanks a lot, Mark.
I know. Yeah. You know, I think what, as we talk about all these things, I think all of us feel this. And you know what? I think that my dad's generation probably thought that about me. And mm-hmm. I really think that his dad's generation thinks the same, that as we live in a world that is more plentiful and we're providing better lives for our kids, then we long for them to participate more in the process of doing that. And mm-hmm. and so all these comments, I kind of exacerbate things just a little bit here, but there's a part of me that gets angry sometimes when I see kids that just expect everything, are entitled to everything, they want everything, and I'm going, you know, there's got to be an understanding about finances, which kids don't have. That's mm-hmm. why they have $10,000 worth of credit coming out of college and $28,000 worth of school loans. They don't know how to manage money, so it becomes the number one challenge for any newlywed couple. And I'm going, we're to train up a child in the right way they should go and help them with that. And that's kind of my intent here.
Right. All right, let's talk about rule number six, which is it's not your parents' fault, kids. If you screw up, you're responsible.
If it didn't work out,
right,
yeah,
right.
Then it's not mom and dad. You know, if you get kicked out of school when you graduate from high school, that's not mom and dad's problem.
Mm-hmm.
I tell kids all the time, and we have a boarding school. We have 60 high school kids that live here with us, and I tell them all the time, look, I don't care whether you pass or flunk. I can still love you anyway. It's your responsibility. Whether you make something out of your life, it's your responsibility. It's not mine. I'll help you,
mm-hmm.
but don't demand anything of me. And if you're disrespectful, I'm not going to give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of it where I go, it challenges a child to take responsibility for their life. And the byproduct of that is maturity. It means that, you know what, I need to take care of me. And that doesn't eliminate a relationship with Christ or God being in control. What it means is that the things that I've been given in life, I will take a hold of. Even my ability to make choices, my ability to engage differently with people, my relationships that I have with people, and especially my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I do something wrong, then it's my responsibility. It's not somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm. Is it basically a parent's job to say it's not my job to get you to love me? I hope you love me, but it's my job to parent you.
I think there is a part of that. You know what? And what I tell people that what they need to work on at home more than anything else is a relationship with their child. I'm not saying a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kids don't need another friend. They
yeah.
need a parent.
That's so true.
But what they need to realize is that a parent can be the greatest relationship that you've ever had in your life. And so here's the opportunity. So learn how to get along with somebody older. And just because something goes wrong, it's not because I didn't train you. It's because you didn't learn. You know, it's the transfer of responsibility. And you know, when they're 1 through 12 years old, I am responsible. But you know, at age 13, they're going to start taking on more and more responsibility that hopefully they'll be fully responsible, if it's possible, by age 18.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mark Gregston, and Mark, is it a possibility that overstimulating kids with activities can produce kids that are bored?
Yeah, I think we've done that with kids. I think that's why we see kids that are leaving the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in a different church every weekend speaking, and it's interesting to me that I don't see too many juniors and seniors in high school at church anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, but I think we start so early that what happens is that they're bored out of their mind by the time they get to 11th and 12th grade. They've done everything. They've had everything. They've jumped out of airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the nicest cars, the nicest clothes. They've got all their schools picked out, and they get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at parents and go, you're just boring people. And I'm always saying, you know what? Your parents weren't near as boring as you think they were before you came along. And they're pretty fun people, but they also assumed responsibility. One of the problems is kids want it now, instead of working for anything, and they're kind of demanding that. That's what I want to change, is that demand that gets in the way of relationships.
Mm-hmm. We're not sounding like those old coots right now, are we? Kids today, get off my lawn.
I know we are. We're talking like two old men sitting on a porch somewhere.
I know. I'm just making myself nervous here all of a sudden. Because I'm getting up to
just griping about this younger generation.
I know, kids today.
They need to, you know.
Yeah, quit talking so loud, by the way. You're talking too loud. All right, let's talk about rule number eight, which is this. We're doing, schools have done away with winners and losers. Oh, my goodness, please bring that back.
Oh, I know. You know, they just, schools, everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. And I'm going, no, they're not.
That's not life. That's not reality.
It's not 90% of the time you will lose. I've been fired from three different jobs. One of those jobs was in ninth grade. One of them was in when I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you lose. I swam competitively for years. I would tell you that 90% of the races I was in, I lost the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's and so if you don't learn to bounce back from those things, and when you get out into the current of society, and you're living just a normal life, and you lose, and something goes wrong, then you're devastated. And I want somebody to just go, you know what? You get back up in the saddle, and
mm-hmm.
you ride again. Get
yeah.
back up in the saddle, and do it again. And that's how I encourage kids, is that you're always going to encounter those things. There's always going to be crazy stuff around you happening. So
mm-hmm.
let's get beyond that. You know, failing grades, it's okay, because if it motivates you. But to say that nobody can have a failing grade, and nobody can make a comment anymore. I mean, yeah, I don't even know what to call. I made a comment yesterday about a stewardess, and I was on a plane, and I got in trouble. You know, I mean, somebody said, well, they're not called stewardesses anymore. And I went, well, I'm not being demeaning. I mean, it's almost like, and I'm not calling anybody, and I'm just saying that you can't say anything anymore without hurting somebody. And what happens as a result of that is that kids have this winning mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're already, most middle school kids are born on third base and feel and live under the delusion that they hit the triple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they didn't. And
right.
So I just want them to go, okay, I got it.
Yeah, see, I picture you jumping into the pool with those water wings on and then not being able to figure out why you lost.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, Mark, this is such interesting stuff. We didn't get to the rest of the rules. Television's not real. Be nice to nerds. Smoking doesn't make you look cool, all that, but unfortunately we're out of time. So we'd love to have you back on the program soon, because this conversation is so important. So thank you so much for being such a great guest. Appreciate that very much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yep. It is 56 minutes after the hour. We'll take a little break and then be right back. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.